today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We offer our condolences at the beginning of this episode because today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Mawla, ya Mawla, Ali ibn Musa, As-Sultan, ya Reza, ya Mawla. Today, Tuesday, is the 30th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, we address all the Muslims, all the Shia Muslims all around the world, and offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Shia 8th Imam, Imam Reza, peace be upon him.
I would like to say to my Imam, I really love my Imam. I really want to do everything for Islam, and I really want that my Imam help us all Mu'mins and Mu'minas to become Muttaqi and prepare ourselves for the coming of 12th Imam.
I will ask Imam Reza alayhi salam, please grant me a permission to visit your holy shrine once again.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Musa Reza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Reza alayhi salam.
As-salamu alaykum ya qareebat wa qurba, as-salamu alaykum ibn Musa al-Raza, as-salamu alaykum shams wa shamus, as-salamu alaykum all stranger of tools, as-salamu alaykum ibn Musa al-Raza.
The Imam of Shia was chosen from the descendants of Prophet Muhammad. In 799, Ali Musa Reza became Imam. The Abbasid Caliphate ruled the Muslim world at the time, and the Caliph Ma'mun designated Imam Reza as the successor to the Caliphate to quell Shia revolt. Ma'mun was shocked and threatened when he saw that Imam Reza was more popular than he was. The caliph then conspired to kill Imam Reza by poisoning him in 818, according to Lunar Hijri calendar. The Imam was buried at the Imam Reza shrine in a village in the Iranian northeastern province of Khorasan Rezavi, now called Mashhad. Mashhad means the place of martyrdom. Each year on this day, millions of Iranians attend mourning processions to mark the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Mourners clad in black from various social classes and age groups gather at the mosques and religious sites across Iran. Eulogies are given and sermons delivered in honor of the revered Shia Imam during these ceremonies. On the sad occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Reza alayhi salam, accept our condolences. Thank you. سید صالح القزوینی.
There is a unique significance with the iman, with the faith in Imam al-Ridha and the visiting of the grave of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. In fact, according to some scholars, the ziyarah of Imam al-Ridha, the thawab of the ziyarah of Imam al-Ridha is worth greater than the thawab of the ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Now someone might say, why? Millions of people are visiting Imam al-Husayn right now in Karbala. The reason, and this is what some of the scholars they have pointed to, is that the one who visits Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam believes in Imam al-Husayn and believes in Imam al-Ridha and believes all the way up to Imam al-Mahdi al-Muntazar. However, there are many people that visit Imam al-Husayn, but they don't believe in Imam al-Ridha. They don't believe in the imamah of Imam al-Mahdi and the other imams. So the higher iman you have, the more complete your iman is, the more value your ziyarah has. And the reason for that is because some people, they believed in Imam al-Husayn, they believed in Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, and then, for example, some people stopped believing in Imam al-Baqir and they started believing in Zayd. They are the Zaydi Shias. Then some people believed in Imam al-Baqir, they believed in Imam al-Sadiq, but then they stopped believing in Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, a sect by the name of al-Fatahi. They followed Abdullah al-Aftah. Or another sect emerged by the name of al-Ismailis, who they followed Ismail, the son of Imam al-Sadiq, instead of following Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam. And then, once Imam al-Kadhim passed away, some, the Shias, the Ithna Asharis, they continued to follow Imam al-Ridha, but there was a group of people by the name of al-Waqifah. Al-Waqifah, they stopped at Imam al-Kadhim and they refused to follow Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. So after Imam al-Ridha, anyone who believes in the eighth Imam, Imam al-Ridha from the Shias, then there is no more deviance after Imam al-Ridha. No more deviations. After Imam al-Ridha, they followed his son Imam al-Jawad. Whoever believed in Imam al-Ridha, they followed his son Imam al-Jawad, and then Imam al-Hadi, and then Imam al-Askari, and then Imam al-Mahdi al-Muntazar, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. So this is why the ziyarah of Imam al-Ridha is worth more than the ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn, because the one who visits Imam al-Ridha is kamilul iman. You have full iman. You have believed in all of the imams. Therefore, your ziyarah is worth more.
Confession of Superiority. Mamun offered caliphate to Imam Reza, but he did not accept it. Then Mamun offered the Imam to become his successor, but Imam Reza again refused. So Mamun threatened to kill the Imam. And since Imam Reza, peace be upon him, found this threat to be serious, he was forced to accept Mamun's succession. In fact, Mamun was hoping to establish a powerful and nationwide base for his kingdom. He thought that since Imam Reza, peace be upon him, had a powerful reputation, he would gain the same reputation for his kingdom by appointing the Imam as his successor. For example, when he was asked about the reason for this appointment, he replied by saying, "This man, Imam Reza, was out of our sight. He used to attract people towards himself. Thus, we made him become our successor so that attracting people towards himself would benefit us. Also, he would approve and submit to our kingdom, and his lovers would find his claims void." Imam Reza accepted to become Mamun's successor in a situation that he had to save the lives of himself and his Shiites. As such, Imam Reza alayhi salam took advantage of this opportunity and performed his responsibility of enlightening people. He established an extensive network through people. His writings were spread the east and west borders of the Islamic nation, and all different groups of people were attracted to him.
علی موسی رضا غریب الغربا معین الضعفا علیک صلی الله علی موسی رضا.
امام رضا's ethical and humane conduct. Good manners constitute a significant part of one's personality. Ibrahim ibn Abbas is quoted saying, "I never saw Abul Hasan al-Rizah, peace be upon him, angering anyone by something he said, nor did I ever see him interrupting anyone, nor refusing to do someone a favor he was able to do, nor did he ever stretch his legs before an audience, nor leaned upon something while his companion did not. Nor did he ever call any of his servants or attendants a bad name. When he was ready to eat and he sat to be served, he seated with him all his attendants, including the doorman and the groom." He adds, "Do not therefore believe anyone who claims that he saw someone else enjoying such accomplishments." A guest once kept entertaining him part of the night when the lamp started fading, and guest stretched his hands to fix it. But Abul Hasan, peace be upon him, swiftly checked him and fixed it himself, saying, "We are folks who do not let their guest tend on them."
When Imam al-Rida became an imam, when his father, al-Imam al-Kadhim, was killed, was poisoned in the prison of Harun in Baghdad, Imam al-Rida alayhi salam was living in a time where the Ahlul Bayt were being persecuted. No one from the Ahlul Bayt can come and say anything. Imam al-Kadhim, he did not have the freedom to come out and say, "I'm an imam." He did not say, "I'm an imam," publicly, and they took him and they placed him in prison. His father, Imam al-Kadhim, passes away. Then Imam al-Rida, he comes out in public and he says, "I am the imam after my father." Some of the Shias, they tell him, "Your father, he did not come out in public and he said, 'I'm an imam.' Aren't you afraid of your life? Aren't you afraid for your life? Harun just killed your father, and you're coming out and you're declaring that you're an imam?" He tells them, "Harun is not going to be able to touch me. He's not going to be able to put a scratch on my body, just like the mushrikeen of Quraysh were not able to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi." And this is something from the ghaib, where we believe that our imams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them some access, some knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. If Allah gives it to them, then they have that knowledge because they have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Rida, he says, "Harun is not going to be able to touch me." And this is exactly what happened. Harun, who was the king, who was so powerful, he was not able to touch Imam al-Rida. And Imam al-Rida declared his imama,
"Ya Ali ibn Musa,
our time is up, so we leave you in Allah's protection. And again, we offer our condolences to all Shia Muslims all around the world on martyrdom anniversary of Imam Rida, peace be upon him. God bless all of you and fi amanillah.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Riza al-Murtadha. Al-Imam al-Taqi al-Nabi.
O Allah, shower blessings upon Ali ibn Musa ar-Riza al-Murtadha, the pure and pious Imam, and your witness over those upon the earth and those beneath it, the truthful, the martyr blessings that be manifold, perfect and pure, continuous and unbroken, one after another, and that be better than what you have bestowed upon any of your friends.
مُتَرَادِفًا كَأَفْضَلَ مَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى أَحَدٍ مِنْ أَوْلِيَائِكَ.